If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200-plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more, a bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore, and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level, download the Neds app today, and stay up to date with all the 200-plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Boys, we love a bit of donk chat on this show. My word, we do.
Yes, we do. We love it here.
But there's nothing funny about premature ejaculation.
No, I'm not laughing at that.
Well, we've all had moments where we've blown our beans a bit quicker than you, or more importantly, your partner would have liked. Thankfully, Steady Freddy's medically backed delay spray is here to help you put in that four-quarter effort. Finish the game!
Yes, come on.
You wouldn't ruck without a shin guard.
Nope.
So why would you f*** without Steady Freddy? All orders are express posted, which means it'll come fast.
Oh, yeah.
But you won't. Oh. And for that extra boost, try their Ball Boost supplements, which are designed to keep your swimmers healthy and the libido on the up. Very important for little drapers and little goringers.
Yes, it is, correct.
So visit steadyfreddy.com or use the code 200PLUS to get 15% off your first order. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. My goodness, get me some of that.
I walked under a bus, got hit by a train. Drapes pulled out of the pod, which is kind of the same. I've been sunk out at sea, crashed my car, gone insane. Drapes pulled out of the pod, I'll never do it again.
We started this podcast.
Yeah, we've started already. I'm rolling.
Are we on?
Yeah, yes. We're rolling.
200-plun. We're on 200-plun. I just called it 200-plun.
200-plumbers. 200 Welcome to 200-plumbers.
I'll tell you, it's going to be a long one. I'm hungover.
I had an interesting night last night. A lot happened in our 200-plus WhatsApp group, the business group.
Yeah.
I think you have the best story out of all. It was a real roller coaster.
I'm a glass case of emotion, and now I'm riding the downward spiral of that.
Because it started really positively. You did your pre-pod
meeting
and the meal.
I had a porterhouse, pre-pod porterhouse.
We know you do that.
For the big shows. Okay. So I'm thinking you're going to be back because you've had some stuff on. Yeah, that's around. Okay. That's how you roll.
Yeah.
And Drapes and I love each other. And I'm thinking this is going to be a good show.
Yeah.
Because all our fans
all back.
Are, I'm getting league footballers, good ones, DMing me, going, Butsy, this is going to be a good show, son. You know, Drapes from the inside. Let's get to the bottom of this Essendon shit. And then have some fun and talk about edging. I was pretty pumped for this. And then, well, you half-course this. You go, boys,
I'm just blamed everyone this morning. You went at Darcy, you went at Bucks, Producer Studios, everyone else
it
in here.
It was a fucking shambles. Yeah. Anyway, so you pulled out late, which is okay.
Yeah.
And then Drapesy pissed his dad.
Melted.
He dead set pissed his pants.
Melted.
Because he thought I was going to get all Mitch Cleary, Carl Stefanovic on him.
Yeah.
And pulled out with half an hour to go, so I was left podless. I was sitting in here, ready to go.
No pod friends,
thinking we're fucked. Chemistry's gone. Drapes doesn't trust me to not get full Carl Stefanovic on him.
I feel like Drapes thought this was going to be a current affair. Like you're going to fully...
I was going to door stop him on the way in.
Just rush him.
Oh, and I don't know. In his defence, I have been a bit doorstop happy the last few
You've
days.
You've been doing a lot. I've heard about your running incident. There. At Tullamarine in the car park.
My running race with Tom Brown, chasing Xavier Campbell. Mate, Tom Brown is so slow. Like, I'm not quick. Right? I go, there he is. He's getting into a beamer.
Yeah.
And fuck Xavier. So I've always thought, soft on the players. Look after the players. Fuck the administrators. I'm going Campbell, mate. I'm shoving that mic right in his grill.
Like
right? And I'm thinking, but he had a getaway driver. Xavier's got some mate.
Spike the wheels.
Mate, dead set, had a mate go to the back door, thinks we're in a movie, getaway movie, and he zooms out. Anyway, we're chasing the car, thinking he might stop.
Crazy.
And I had 20 metres on Tom Brown in 5 metres.
Burnt.
Does that make sense? Like, I'm like, and I'm not quick. But so, I look back, and Tommy's in the suit, and his ball bag was swinging around like Shervington in the Commonwealth Games. It was really...
really going for it. I'm thinking we're grown men. This is ridiculous. But I think with door stopping, it's addictive. Like I doorstopped my own brother. My brother works at Essendon, and it was a quiet day on the doorstop. And I thought, I need someone. And he's a physio. He's rolling in his physio bag with his goanna oil.
Get him, boys.
And he told me to fuck off.
Yeah, that's
fair. I got told to fuck off by my brother. He rings my mum and says, Nick, doorstop me.
Dibba dobba.
And then mum rings me and told me to fuck off too.
Stop doorstopping your brother. So you've gone doorstop crazy.
So anyway, so Drace pulls out. In hindsight, maybe fair enough, but I went and had 8 pots.
You spiraled out of control in the space of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, Darcy got off his flight from Adelaide and just, opened a group chat of absolute mayhem. You were at the pub just like that, I'm drinking beers, boys, get in now. I'm 3 deep, I'm 4 deep.
Yeah.
And it didn't eventuate. Everyone's just said, no, we're not coming in, and you've just gone on your own party.
It was such a big episode in my mind. And I actually, hand on heart, wasn't going to go too hard at Drapesy. I just wanted to know what this circus was about. A little bit of what the boys thought of me being there in my suit and my makeup.
Yeah.
Because I saw Rish and Rath and they were all waving and tooting.
Did you give them a bit or not? Was there still some animosity?
I mean, in their defense, there's a bit going on.
You should have door stopped them.
I probably would have. Big red dog. He's a good color.
Red dog. We like red.
Big red listens to the pod.
Yeah, we like red.
So I was shattered. And then this is the good bit. So I had my 7 pots and thought, I'm getting shit-faced here. And then there was talk of you and me doing the pot in the morning. That's why I'm in my tracksuit because I've just woken up. I'm hungover.
Did you pull up because of that call?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought, I've got to go get some tucker. So I stumbled down Burnley Street into Bridge Road to get some grilled. And I'm hoeing into my burger and chips and with one last Corona. I got a Corona for some reason.
I got a bucket of Coronas.
And I'm thinking, I thought the pod was going so well. Like, the pod was the best. The bit boys of my hate week. Me. The pod was just the highlight of my life, and the pod's dead. The pod's dead. I honestly thought the pod was dead. And then Mason Cox walks into Grilled with like a halo over his head. I go, there's a ruckman. There's a ruckman, right? And Coxie goes, hey, brother. G'day, mate.
Hey, Mason.
No, I love Mason. And he goes, you okay, bro? And I go, I'm all right, man. I'm a bit flat.
The boys.
Bit emotional. Had 8 beers.
Right? The boys didn't turn up today.
He goes, you're fucking ruining my story.
Sorry.
He goes, what's kicking? I go, Drapes didn't come on the pod. I think the pod's dead. And Coxie looks at me and goes, sorry, bro, don't follow.
No
don't
idea.
Don't follow. So he had no idea, and then we just had a chat.
So he doesn't listen?
Big no, Mason. He does.
Oh.
He just didn't get that.
What had happened in your life?
I think because I'd had 8 beers.
Yeah.
It was so emotional. I was slurring my words. He didn't get that I was really upset that you pulled. I mean, you pulling out happens. Drapes pulling out broke my heart.
Yeah.
And then Coxie, it was weird to him.
Yeah.
He didn't understand. And then why I was getting pissed because of it.
It probably ruined his night at Grilled as well, seeing you there 8 beers deep with a bucket of Coronas.
At
crying.
One stage, I was going to say, you want a pod, mate? Like, and I was going to ring the producer team
now.
And demand, we go in at 10 p.m., I've got it. I'm going to salvage the episode with Coxie.
Oh, mate.
Oh, good. If I had a mic, I would have door-stopped him.
What a roller coaster for you.
Yes.
What a roller coaster for everyone. It was. I don't want you to door-stop Drapes.
No, the thing is, I could have, and I didn't. We had a chat. There was an American handshake with Drapes. He knows I wouldn't have fucked him. But metaphorically, cut that out, handsome Dowsley. He knows I wouldn't have burned him. But there is, in his defense, there's a fair bit going on down there. What do you make of it? I mean, I can tell you the media perspective, but it's a shit show out there.
Yeah.
It's a circus.
It's a fucking absolutely burning rubble of mess at the moment at Essendon and Tullamarine. At this point, actually just burn the place down.
Yeah.
Like, burn the place down and start again.
Can we cut this out? Oh, I really might go to North.
Really?
But Essendon have everything that opens and shuts, but a bit of a...
Who would you coach? You're Clarko. Who are you coaching?
Well, I want to bring my whole team. I want to bring my whole pot team.
Can't he only bring one person?
No,
Viney. Oh, you want to bring everyone?
No, he's bringing Viney. He's bringing 3 or 4.
Mm.
So you probably would coach Essendon, I think.
I'd go Essendon.
Yeah.
North's a hard... And shout out to all the North supporters. North, that's a hard club to bring back, I feel. Just not culture-wise, just...
Culture's okay.
Irrelevant in footy world at the moment.
Yeah, they're...
Not winning doesn't help.
No. They've got a bit of talent. They've got money. Like, they're not poor. They're in a pretty good financial spot. You got to remember, Hawthorn were pretty shit when he took over. 05. That was like a long way past the golden era.
Yeah.
And they'd had a sack coach and not many members.
I kind of think of footy clubs like coaches would take a job based on where the footy club is. Like, is there good cafes around, restaurants, bars?
I'll tell you what, there's not much going on at the hangar, mate. Unless he wants to get his Malibu out at Urban Surf.
What's it, Urban Street?
Errol Street. Yeah, Nick Theodosi, prestige car.
Oh, there is a plug, yeah.
Everyone should own a prestige car once in their life. Arden Street's all right. Edge of the city. Yeah. Yeah. They've got coin. They've got coin, big club, Anzac Day. They've got Drapes, and they've got Drapes' mates. They've got talent.
Rish and Rath.
Yeah, Rish and Rath. They've got an emerging podcast.
They've got a good podcast as well.
Clarko
wants
to go on.
I know.
They've treated the truck like shit, I reckon. I know the truck treated you like shit when he was rubbing his...
Yeah, his fucking boot down the back of my Achilles, ruined my career.
Well, that's what he's getting now from Essendon. No.
Yeah, well, fuck him. Had it come in my eyes.
I feel for him.
I really do as well. It's pretty shit, but have we all been there? I was about to say we've all been there. Have we all been there? I've never coached a footy club in my life. Delisted?
Well, that's similar. Effectively, he's in the process of getting delisted. It just gets really public.
I love how the sporting coaches is like Australia's scandal.
Yeah.
You know, like,
but we love it.
We love a good scandal. We love a sacking here. We love a say. We love a public sacking. A public hanging.
And it all gets blamed on the media, right? That was the other thing. That's why I'm exhausted.
It is your fault.
Twitter fight. What about the Twitter blue with Merv Hughes?
Tell everyone about this. This is unbelievable.
Oh my goodness. So when I was all fizzed up about door stopping. And it was just because of the environment, being around these Mitch Clearys and stuff.
So this is the day before yesterday.
Yeah, this was...
2 days ago.
Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
All right, this circus has been going on for 3 days, okay? And Merv Hughes, who I love. I love Merv. Merv and I are mates.
Right? I don't reckon you are.
No, we are. Do you want me to ring Merv? I'll ring Merv.
Please don't, not at the moment.
So Merv tweets out something like, Just read that something from Damien Barrett that Essendon have caused this mess. Reckon the media caused this mess.
Shut up, Merv.
And I'm like, shut up, Merv.
Yeah.
The media caused it. Here's why we've got a fucking mess. And I kind of tweeted back. I said, Merv, love you. Normally agree with you, but Essendon went and had a coup and got rid of their president for another president because the president doesn't rate Rutten and they want Clarkson. Okay, and this all comes out.
Yeah.
That's why you got a mess. I mean, the media weren't calling for Rutten's head.
No.
So the board were. Anyway, so I was just saying, in this circumstance, I thought I'm going to challenge Merv because I don't think this one's the media's fault. Well, did they come for me? Mate, I was getting hammered.
They just protect Merv at all costs.
Bing, bing,
protect him
bing.
At all costs.
Someone goes, who the fuck are you? I've never heard of Nicole Butler.
Here we go. So yeah. Dean Haywood, I got this reply to you. Nick Butler, ? Never heard of her. The club created the situation. The media falsely report events and have made it far bigger than it had to be. Also, door stopping is the world's worst thing.
I love it.
Wow. So now even had a go at door stopping.
Yeah. People hate door stopping.
Love that. Never heard of her. I've definitely heard of you because you said door stopping.
I mean, why call me a female? That was just weird. But fair enough. And that was one of the nice ones. Other guy goes, you think you're different. We hate you like we hate the rest of them.
Oh, that's us as well. We're included. 200 plus. We hate them all. Yeah. Oh, mate. You've had I think when you get in that situation on Twitter, you've got to go back at them.
No, I did for a while. I corrected one guy's spelling.
Yeah, great.
Which I don't normally do because I'm a shit speller. World.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, by the way, like he got these yours wrong, you are and your you're. And he's probably thinking, I fucking hate you more.
That's
now.
Like.
And that's coming from me. I'm not a good speller. Like I misspell a lot of shit, but I thought I'm getting this guy.
I love that. The pettiest comeback in the world when you just, you know, correct someone's spelling.
Yeah.
And go back at him. Your, and then with asterisks.
Something I asterisked him.
And you bounce out of there. Your asterisks by.
I've become Mitch Cleary. Oh, I really did. And then, but then the Merv Ferrells started turning on themselves because a few people started sticking up for me.
How
breaking rank going, hey, Bruno.com_,
tell me where the media's wrong. He is going to get the ass. They are getting Clarkson.
I love that.
And then they were fighting.
How good.
I still get all the notifications when other people were fighting. Mate, it ruined my week.
It's generally the best thing in the world.
That's why I got pissed as well.
You'll tweet something, and then it happens on my Twitter, and then like, yeah, the first 24 hours, people are commenting, talking to you, and then all of a sudden, 3 days later, there's two people still going at each other. Like, can you please fucking stop?
My God. It's very toxic.
It is toxic. Twitter's...
To finish this, right? All the dickheads out there, including you and including Dre, you can't call the media, okay? Some dickhead got it wrong, right, and went early. That's not the whole media. Well, if you're going to say that, name the bloke. It's like saying every footballer is Jordan DeGoey.
Yeah.
Not everyone has tats.
You'd rather say...
Not everyone goes to Bali.
They'd rather just say...
Some footballers are dead set nerds. Yeah. Some are loose cannons.
True.
Same with the media. So stop saying it.
Yeah.
It's like, you media, the media. The media fucked it up.
You all have to be
more
like... You
work for different organisations.
You have to be more like Tom Brown.
No, all of you. Running. Big balls. Got big balls, Tom Brown. I don't know. It's my only beef, okay? Yeah. If you got a beef with an individual, no problem. Call out.
And just
whoever.
DM you directly.
Yes. And abuse them.
Yeah. And act like we don't know who you are.
Start a Twitter fight.
Yeah. I love that. Act like we don't know who you are.
I'm telling you, there's good blokes and bad in the media. Some stink. Pooey. Boo boo. Yeah.
Who stinks? Start another beef. Go on.
Name I don't one. Think they like me.
I reckon your media's bad boy.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's because I played 41 state you league are, games.
You are.
I'm the closest thing
you're
to
the
a
bad
player,
boy.
And they think, oh, you stick
you
up.
Are. It's like you're infiltrating the media camp. Because you're the player's side and you're like, you act like you're a media personnel.
It's really weird. I'm like sort of hated by both.
Yeah.
I'm not hated by the players.
It's a rare thing to be hated by both.
Why do you think I'm getting pissed at the rising sun on a Thursday?
My realization I'm hated by both landscapes.
Anywho. But that's good. It's been a big week.
It's been a big week for you.
Should we get on to the footy?
Let's get on the footy.
If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200 plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more. A bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore, and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level. Download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200-plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Big week of footy coming up.
Carlton Collingwood's the footy. I mean, that's the only one I care about now.
I think it's the biggest game
of the last 10 years.
Tonight's game, Brisbane-Melbourne. Yeah, good game.
No, we do care about that.
But we don't care. But the big one is, you're right, Sunday, 3:20.
Yeah.
You have
become enough. How did this happen? All your stuff about... I try to imagine what you're thinking, like how you were crying after Cozzy Pickett.
Yep.
You ride it that hard now.
Oh, mate.
And how did it happen?
It's emotional for me. I don't even care. You know what? I don't even care that much. I didn't even care this much when I was playing. Like, I actually was happy for the seniors to lose because I thought I'd get a call up.
Yeah, well, awesome. Well, that's self-interest.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Self-interest. You know
but
it's
now
trying.
I want all the... I don't really care about the twos, but I want the senior side
Why
to do
you
well.
What do you care about the
twos? It's twos. Yeah, it's twos. Yeah. Earn your stripes, come back up like I had to. But the senior side, like on Saturday, when Cozzy kicked that goal, oh my God, tears. Tears, and then the siren went, and I wasn't the only one though. There's people around me in level one with like head in hands, fully
I love
despair.
That.
But I don't know why I'm enough. I just love the footy club.
Yeah, you are like in the NFL, like the Green Bay, the cheeseheads.
Yeah,
you're a cheesehead.
I'm a cheesehead.
So how did it happen? Because, to be honest, I'm not.
Mm.
Not enough at all. I was a Nuffy Carlton supporter as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, I would cry every time they lost.
Mm.
I cried when Styx Kernaghan kicked it on the full.
Yeah.
Went to all the grand finals, all that sort of stuff. Mm. Got to about 15, started making my Dodoro tapes, thinking I'm half a chance.
Tapes. Yeah.
Continued to send them till I was 25.
Of that.
By then, the flame had gone.
Gone.
No, and to be honest, I'm back for Geelong now. Because Geelong saved me. That's another story. But what I was last night with seven beers was like that on steroids when I thought, I'm not going to play league footy.
Oh, no.
It's all I've ever wanted to do. But Geelong saved me.
Imagine
and
that.
Said, you're pretty shit.
Yeah,
you're a good bloke. We'll and you can stay on our sup list and do some uni. And you can sit with Tom Harley in the spa and freak him out.
Right.
You can drink free protein shakes.
Love that.
We'll give you 15 polo shirts to give to your mates. They saved my life.
You're just looking for a recruiter last night to walk through a grill.
Yes.
Come on. Come down to the hangar.
So, I do love the Cats, but I don't cry. I really want to know how this happened.
Yeah, it's a good question. Why do I like it? So I think because Gold Coast, when I went to Gold Coast were just shit and there was no history there. But when I went to Carlton, it was like, oh my God, there's so much history and we've been shit for so long. And then because I wasn't playing, I was mostly in the stands for the senior games. And I got all their emotion of how upset they'd be after every game.
Yeah.
And now we're going, well, I've bought into it.
I want
success for the Nuff-Nuffs out there, the fans, the cheer squad.
I might
be in the cheer squad next year. Who knows?
Oh,
maybe I'll travel with the team.
Yeah, love this.
I just love them. I just love them. So this week's, I could be nowhere next week if we lose.
Yeah, at the park. What a big game.
The crazy thing is they could play each other this week and then again in 2 weeks' time.
Mm-hmm.
How good's that?
Well, you got to get it done, don't you?
I mean, we do get it done, though.
Really?
I think we beat them.
So as far as I can read it, it's, and let's not try to get all Jared Waitley here, but it's like structure and hardness at the prune in the middle. That's Carlton.
Yeah.
The Pies are just spirit animals.
Yeah, true.
Just go.
What are you hearing in the media circles? What are they saying? The media, who are they picking?
No, I don't know. It's $1.90 sort of each, too. It's just going to be awesome to watch. I'm thinking of going.
So like,
there's
out,
no AFL media recruit.
Yeah, you
when you've won,
yeah.
a, won a media award, you get, you a, get a free to be like the 200 club, mate.
Yeah,
you get to prawns and scallopini.
I like that.
So I might go and have a look. But it's an awesome game.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be big. Grand finals in the run sheet is back in Melbourne. It'll be big this year.
Yeah, I'm starting series. To. Do you get the September sniff?
The flutters? The city buzzes when first week of finals roll around. It's on. I can't wait to just. What's this parade on the Yarra they're going to do? Don't do that.
That sounds horrendous.
Please don't do
Some
that.
Some sort of Moomba Dan Andrews
on the bank
thing.
Just waving.
Oh, my
Thank
God.
You so much.
It's COVID
Thank you for
friendly.
Your service to the game.
I'm not looking forward
no
to
way.
That.
No way. We should get our own boat. Tuna Flush should do a parade.
We should.
Drapes you and me on a boat.
Mate, and I'll doorstop drapes the whole way.
We get a microphone and you get a headset.
That is
going
to be so shit.
So shit.
I like the only reason we want the Yarra in grand final week is that Fox Footy longest torp thing.
Yes.
Where all the players are hung over after 3 days on the piss and shank it.
Literally.
They kick these little wounded ducks that go 20 metres and some hack that's done a bit of VFL, college punting goes and blows them all to the shards.
I think we should say that. Like, I don't know if maybe it is well known, but this week, if you're not playing finals this week and you're an AFL player, grand final week and you're an AFL player, get ready to absolutely roll the cash in because there's cashies opportunities left, right and centre.
Yep. And you don't have to be that good.
You don't.
I think if you've played 10 games.
I'm a chance to make 400K this grand final. I played 26. Seven years ago.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
Yeah, there's cashies.
Everywhere.
As long as you've got good stories. I mean, you can't get in there and do the press conference.
Look, we're doing a rebuild next year and... Yes, you know, whoever's going to coach
see
us.
See how our structures are on Saturday. None of that
Don't
sort of
do
bullshit.
That. Give us a good story.
Yes,
Give us your Mad Monday story.
That's what we're after.
That's what we want.
So that's good. Drapesy's half a chance to be there, I reckon, in the grand final sprint.
No way.
Well, he's quick.
Sprint.
Mate, he's quick.
He is quick. Yeah.
I don't know. That was one question I was going
to
ask him.
Yeah, it's fair enough. I don't think he'd be doing the sprint.
Drapesy's got a big week because he'll probably go to the Brownlow too for goal of the year.
He'll win it. He's going
to
win it.
I think he'll win it. Have you been to a Brownlow?
Yeah, very boring.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
After party's good. Very
After
boring.
After party's great.
It's 4 hours of absolute. And they lock the doors. Have you been?
Yeah, a couple. Been a couple.
Lock the door, so.
It's a bit boring during the Brownlow.
The beers are so slow to get around.
Yes.
It's like, mate, we've
and you can't have a pee while Gil's reading votes.
They lock you out.
So you're like.
Holy. They lock you out.
We're
locked in.
This year.
Yeah. Yeah. The after parties are good, though.
Yes.
That's where everyone comes alive.
And I remember one year, I think. One of the players like wanted to knock on with a journo in the after party. Barrett. I think
Barrett
got the scrap.
Purple. Oh, purple.
Purple's all right.
Purple, yeah.
So all sorts of shit goes on, but it's good. It's a good week.
It is a good week.
I love about it. I love Dermy's stories.
The same story that we get every year.
Every year.
It's the same
Everyone
stuff.
Yeah. About his ribs and
that's
and
that
Alan
in
G's
there, that vision.
That's real courage.
It's everywhere.
Mate, amazing. And to be honest, I was lucky enough to play in a flag in local footy in like my last year. Mm. And until then, I hated Dermy stories. I'm like, this fucking old prick telling these stories again. I was envious. And now because I played a shit C-grade amateur grand final, I feel like Dermy.
Yeah,
and I tell Dermy stories.
Yeah.
So I reckon that's the best. If you've won a grand final, I don't care where it is, it brings up the memories.
Yeah.
Gary Ayres gets on and you
sort of run through someone.
They talk about the brotherhood
at this C grade final.
As long as you did someone. Something decent on grand final day and you didn't completely shit your dad, yeah. You've got love a story.
Even so, I love it. Even if you do nothing, you just win a flag.
Well, that's it.
That's great.
Because you do have it for life.
Yeah, you do.
And that stuff meant nothing to me until I won.
And now you're a premiership player.
Yeah.
You are.
I might wear my medal around.
That's
like
how they should
Brian
intro
Lake
you now.
Used to. Yeah. Oh. Premiership player, C-grade amateurs, played very well. I was on one leg too, got a jab at half time. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's about the footy.
Yeah, there's the footy. Should you get some feedback?
Quickly
yeah.
Before feedback.
Yeah.
I was going to say the other thing, the positive thing in my week gone by, before all this bullshit started at Essendon, was I had a 40th down in Portsea.
Oh, no.
Got shit faced.
Did door stop
I've been drinking a bit too
door
much
stop
beer.
The mates.
But I was on the dance floor.
Oh, okay.
Having a crack.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask the big boy, is he a dancer? Are you a dancer? Because we're
oh,
big.
No. You won't see us dancing. Will you dance the ESPY?
Yeah, man, I move.
Nah.
Like,
I'm
I
not
can
dancing.
Move.
I'm a
they're
side
a bit,
side.
Bit Shannon Nolly, my moves.
Uh-huh.
And I agree that, and 200 plus family, this is a big one for you, the dancing tips. Because I'm from an era where if you want to pick up chicks, you've got to dance.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know if the young millennials are like this, but back in the day, if you were on the source with the fairer sex,
they didn't
respect you unless you had a dance.
Yeah.
So unless so you were that unless you were Chris Hemsworth good looking, you could probably
guilty.
Sit in the corner.
Tick. Yeah,
and get a pash at the end of the night.
Easy for me.
Otherwise, you're on there with some moves.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm not a dancer. I'm
not
side
at
to
all.
Side. Side to side.
Side to side. Give me a look, and I'll just show like, you my moves. Like you show me your moves, I'll show you mine. Oh, no.
Not that.
Just no like, hand movement?
Oh, a little bit. I'm only drinking
I'm
drink
a clapper.
In the hand. Oh, no.
Well, I'll show you my moves.
Please don't clap.
Am I on the camera?
You will be.
No, you're not.
Okay. Okay, so I'm a bit of that.
Oh, my God. Where's your drink? You put your drink down? He puts his drink down to dance.
That sort of stuff works. I used to do well.
Did you?
But I wanted to know if Drapes is a dancer.
I don't think he would be.
Nah, is he good looking? He's not Hemsworth, though. Maybe
he's really good looking.
He's
very good looking. He's big.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think that's a good one for the DMs. Let us know the three tips for big men dancing.
I agree.
But holding your drink's not a bad one. Let's get in the feedback, big boy.
Let's go. Jared Dunstan has an idea for a segment on the show off the back of Butts blindsiding Drapes with a question about Heppel last week.
Yes,
Butts Boomgate. He asked Goz or Drapes a tough question without notice.
I like it.
That's not bad.
I think get that in the rundown.
That's pretty good.
I love doing it.
Tom Jennings, his ideal Sunday is wake up at 11 a.m, straight to KFC to grab a large Zinger box with a 7-Up. Watch Freo on the graveyard shift, then on to the Mrs. House to apologise for the weekend antics.
Well, fair enough. That's a good Sunday. So that was a bit of a budgie smuggler last week. That was old balls, young balls.
Was it?
Last
well done,
week.
Tom.
Yep.
Well done. Luke Hampshire wants to know when Impact Armour will be releasing the 200-plus signature shin guard.
Like that. Well, we did sign one.
Wow.
I've got our signatures.
Caden Fullerton has taken it upon himself to give Butts a weekly sledge this week. Wow.
He really goes me, this guy. No, I don't mind it. It's funny.
He says, Butts is the kind of dad to live with his missed rucking and footing talents through his kid and be more dedicated to it than his young one who wears skinny jeans to games.
He's probably, on the, right, he's probably
right.
on the right track.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Seb Warman.
Yes.
Work with Drapes at Faster Pasta. Oh, my God. Confirms it was the worst gig ever.
Yes.
Wow.
Faster Pasta in Adelaide.
And Matthew Mill asked if Goz knows he's on. Okay, on the pod. That's very funny, Matthew. Clearly, I'm on the pod. I know that, Matthew.
There was a bit. I got a few DMs about this too.
Did you?
Are you still on?
Yeah,
he's still on.
Still
he's
on.
Just got. He's got some shit on.
I'm just a busy
he's dressed
man.
Like Inspector Gadget
I'm fucking
today.
A busy man.
Have a look at his.
I can't explain this to you guys any fucking more. I am a business.
Yes.
I walk around and I fucking do business.
You do.
I just go where I'm needed. I do what I need to do and then I bounce.
Can you clear it up though for our loyal listeners? And there are plenty. You do love the pod. You always. It's not like you're coming in and go, oh, fuck again.
No, I love the pod. It's just my schedule's backed up, guys and girls. Okay. So I'll be here dedicated. I can do remote, but at the moment, what month is it? Finals time.
Yeah,
you're
about to back up the truck.
I know. I better earn 400K in 4 days' work. Relax.
On that, we were thinking, because your availability is a bit in and out, do we need a rookie list? We need someone on the rookie list. And maybe it's Darcy.
Yeah.
But if you're a big fella,
Coxie. Coxie.
Ivan would be good.
Jeremy Finlayson.
Well, he's in good form. So I mean, seriously, Drapes, rock up next week, son, because we might get Finlayson to replace you.
Yeah, we need someone.
I mean, we had a crack at 2 metre Peter.
What have we got now? You doing Spirit Animal this week?
We're going to go to Old Balls.
Oh, yes, yes.
Young Balls.
Here we go.
Which is taken off.
Okay.
Okay. This is the three items of technology you can't live without.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't mind this one. It's not rude. It's quite clean. Yeah. But it shows I'm nearing 40. You're younger.
I am.
Just ticked over 30.
Just over 30.
What do you think? What are the three? You're traveling a lot at the moment. You're going to Singapore and Sydney and everywhere. What do you need to take? Or you just don't feel right.
Phone?
No, well, I was going to say no phones.
Okay. Oh, no phones.
Outside of phone.
All right.
This is interesting. Your big Inspector Gadget life jacket.
I need a book.
Do you like these? Is that like mindfulness for you?
Yeah, a little bit. I read mindfulness, business, how they started.
What are you reading
out
at the moment?
I read The Story of Netflix.
That'd be good. That'd be a good read.
It's great.
I like
the startup
that
story. What else do I need?
Wise. Very wise. Wisdom.
Yeah, it is. I'm all about wisdom lately.
Yeah, number one. That's one. Two more.
What else do I need?
Travel bag.
Just toothbrush.
Yeah, so you're a
bit of hygiene.
Yeah. And how many times a day do you clean the fangs?
Three.
Three?
Yeah,
what, you do one after lunch?
Yeah, after lunch. Yeah.
Yeah, right. We had a footy coach that would clean his fangs like 12 times a day.
Okay, that's just...
And he ended up kidding.
He's a genuine murderer. Awesome.
Honestly, he would clean his fangs before the address.
Yeah, no. Oh, no.
Great man. Big Winks.
What have you
Winks
got
listens
on your list?
I've got three. I always travel with a cricket ball. Just in my bag, in my work bag. I've got one in my work bag.
Just in case you see a park there, we can absolutely come down with a fastball.
No, I swear, I don't meditate. I'm quite a boring guy. I don't do much spiritual, but I bowl.
And I go to the nets.
Like I just occasionally go and bowl 20 balls.
The nets is my church.
The nets is my church. And my mum, like I'm nearly 40, I get a cricket ball every Christmas from my mum.
Oh my God.
And so that's what I do.
Just take the shine
off
it.
So if I'm going to Sydney for work, I throw in a cricket ball, and if it's getting a bit nervy because I've got to host a big award-winning show, as I've done once or twice.
Go to the nets.
Just go to the nets, have a bowl.
20 overs, take the shot off.
No, 20 balls. Three overs.
20 overs, imagine
20 overs, you come in and you're fucked. Oh, good evening.
Boys, the shine's off it. It'll spin a bit there.
So if that's weird, let me know it's weird, but I love it. My wife even says, look, hey, Nick, you look a bit stressed. You need
go to the nets.
Go and have a bowl.
You're a bit stressed. Go
and
to the
sometimes
nets.
I have a bowl and two stubbies.
Yeah, like
it's
that.
Amazing.
Yeah,
mate.
Well
and
done.
Then you bowl at the stubby.
Yeah,
on a good length.
What's everything involving wearing beer with you at the moment? Are you okay?
Not really.
I'm in a psych.
I haven't
to come
been
in
well
here.
For
Let's
quite
get a
some
psych
time
in here, please.
The other one's my RMs, and I look like a tosser, or sound like a tosser here, but they're so comfortable for the plantar fasciitis.
Yeah.
So they're the young dad uniform. Mm. Yeah, the black and the brown RMs.
Yeah.
And they're about $500. They're horrendously expensive, but I do think you only have to buy one pair.
Correct.
So it's the old Alan Jeans, you know?
Yeah, perfect.
The kid that buys the shit shoes.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's got the shoes. And then you sacrifice and you buy the expensive shoes. And you know what?
Are you still drunk?
You've got them for life. You know, that was the 1989 speech.
Yeah.
You've got to pay the price.
And how can we forget it?
You've got to pay the price. So you pay the price for your RMs and you've got them for life, like the Premiership Medal. It was a fucking good speech.
Yeah.
Don't buy shit shoes.
I like it.
Pay the price.
Yeah.
Get your ribs broken. You get a medal.
I've got to run through a wall.
I'm a bit off. I think I'm still pissed.
You could be.
And then the third one is my binoculars. You know I love calling the footy, but travel around with my binoculars in the car because you never know when you're going to get caught up to call the
footy. You never know when you're going to need to bowl 20 overs either. So that's why you got a ball as well.
Honestly, in my glove box, I have some binoculars and a cricket ball.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
You're my favourite person.
Honestly, the binocs, right? I did get a call this year. I was having lunch. I think I told the story. I was about to have a tin at local footy and Croc Media, AFL Nation, whatever they're called, ring up and said, mate, can you call Carlton Geelong tonight? You're ready to go with Dermy, my hero.
Yeah.
And I go, yep, can do it. And I could do it because I had my binoculars.
Love it.
If you haven't got your binoculars,
yeah,
you can't fucking see.
Love that. Always
so
on call.
My three.
Always
bit
on call.
Bit weird. Old balls,
like
young
it.
Balls. DM us too if you just can't live without three
I like
things.
It.
Yeah. How's the pod going, Darcy? You thinking this is a good one?
Yeah, can we finish soon?
Oh, yeah,
we've
five.
Been going a bit long. Right. Spirit Animal brought to you by Impact Armour. Should I keep this rolling? They are great shin guards.
Rolling.
This man doesn't wear a shin guard, but I'll tell you what, he torched Drapes on the week. Finlayson, Finlayson was amazing.
He was good.
He's got to stop raw dogging. I don't know what the hell he's doing, but he dominated. And I don't know how he does it because he's not big and he's skinny and he looks a bit funny, but he's a gun.
He was good.
Finlayson is my spirit animal.
Yours. Mine, I think I've done. I've said this before, but I'm going back to Levi Casbolt.
Yeah, that's okay. He's a fan. I love this guy.
Just loves crunching a pack.
Yeah, he's a pack cruncher.
Like, the ball isn't coming down there often, but geez, he split a pack open. He splitting packs left, right, and center.
Yeah.
I just love him.
He's got presence.
Let me get him on.
He loves the show.
Yeah,
he wants some budgie smugglers. By the way, have you seen my head in those budgie smugglers?
You look great.
I look like a dehydrated
testicle. No, you look
terrible.
Good. You do look good.
And I love that he's a straight kick. He's improved his kicking, Levi.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Don't go telling me you can't improve your kicking.
No, Levi's proof.
Gun. Good looking Gun. Rooster, too.
We love him.
Good one. Draves hasn't got one because he's not here.
Yes, that makes obvious.
Budgie smuggler went off last week.
Mm.
Your sacking stories. Well, that sort of came to fruition a bit, didn't it?
It did.
There was a ripper. I love the one about the bloke that actually split his sack.
Oh my God.
He split his sack on the training track.
So gross.
And the trainer. So gross. The trainer.
So gross.
Sticky taped it up with a Steri-Strip.
No. Gross. That's, yeah, good. That wins then.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
That was a wonderful story. This week, I hope we're not going into dodgy territory here.
No, be careful.
But a couple of rugby league players got in trouble in the dunnies.
Mm.
They're doing naughty stuff, illegal stuff. Okay, and I thought, oh, that's a dunny disaster
it
for
is.
Those boys. They've been stood down.
I think they would be pretty close
down.
To
them. One of their dads said he was sick. It didn't look like they were sick.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were doing naughty things. Mm. Naughty stuff in the dunny.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, whether it's naughty or not, everyone's had a dunny disaster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I want to know your dunny disaster.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Have you got one?
Yeah, I do.
Go.
It's Indian food 2012.
The Indian.
Is
this pre-game
chicken.
Or?
This is on Wednesday and still got up for the game because in the knee full though.
Yes.
Sean Hart called me and said, we need you. I said, mate, no, you don't. It's round 22 against the Swans, mate. We'll smoke them.
Pooing out Vindaloo.
Literally. Had butter chicken. Middle of the night, wake up. Oh, stomach so sore.
Oh, no.
Run to toilet. And I was going, okay, it feels like vomit. Head over the toilet. Picked the wrong end.
Oh, was this a double dragon?
It was a double dragon.
Oh, a double dragon.
Out the backside as well. In the pants.
Oh.
And then everything. Just at that point, when you do that, it's like a nappy. Hold it in the pants. Go to the shower. Wash it out there.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, it's like a nappy.
Disgusting.
Did you have a housemate that had to help you clean it up?
Girlfriend at the time.
Oh. Mm. Was she on board with that?
Wasn't stoked with it. No.
Getting out the bleach?
Wasn't stoked with it, no.
Ooh. How'd you play 3 days later? You'd be dehydrated.
I was in the best,
I think. You'd be like, were you?
Yeah. There was no ruckman.
15 Gatorades.
There was no ruckman for Sydney, so I had a field day.
Yeah. How good's that?
So, how was yours?
One.
You got one?
Yeah, well, I flooded the Channel 10 newsroom dunnies, and there was poo and paper and everything else around the newsroom floor. Like, George Denikian and Mel Walden were, like, warming up for the news, red leather, yellow leather, and there was poop floating by.
No.
And it caused a full scene. All right, I remember going, oh yeah, it's been a big day. I might just go and have a sit. right? And I do have a tendency to use a bit too much paper.
Oh my God.
So I've had to sit and press the button and it just starts rising.
No.
It's just rising. I'm going, no, that's gonna stop. It always stops.
It always stops.
And then it just starts gushing.
No.
And the first thing was there was a journo called Nick Etchells, funny man. He was a Tom Brown type, a really respected guy. Right. Nick Etchells, when he was a bit stressed, used to put duck shoes on. Like, you know, at the gym, like they'd be like wetsuit material shoes that aren't shoes.
Yeah.
So you squat better.
Yeah.
Nick's walking around in a suit and duck shoes. He's having a sit as well.
Oh, no.
And my stuff starts going on his feet. So the first thing I hear is, what the fuck? And it's onto his cubicle. Then it goes out the door. And then seeps into the newsroom. And they're about to go, first at 5 tonight, a murder in Thomastown. And there's stuff all over the floor.
No.
And then, so a group emailed Dill Buckley style with alarms.
Yeah.
What the fuck has happened in the level 5 toilets? And I had to put my hand up and said, I'm so sorry.
Yuck.
I used a bit too much paper.
That's gross.
So I've now got a black mark next to my name. When you work for a big company, you're just a number.
A
you know what I mean? They know where you live.
Yeah, they know.
They know your bank details. You are just in a system.
Yeah.
I have a uses too much paper. It's going to be a glass ceiling on my head. Yeah,
asterisk next to it.
Because of that. Because I almost derailed the news. We were going to have to take Sydney's news.
That's cool.
Because it was floating under cameras.
Gross. Yeah, anyway, well, tell us yours. Tell us yours, Evan. I'm sure that's probably on top of it. That's disgusting.
Is that a good one, Das, or what do you think?
Sorry, mate, I was not listening.
He was listening. Yeah, great. Thank you.
I think we're there. Love on the way out. Enjoy the Blues. I hope they win for you.
Come on, Blues, we can do this.
And Drapes, finish well, son. We love you.
We love you, Drapes.
And you can come and fess up all next week and I'll win a media award
for it. We love you, Drapes. You will.
200 plus, see ya.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to another Producey podcast. If you enjoyed the show, then it would be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, and even share with your friends. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggestions, or to advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producey.com. Thanks for tuning in. If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200-plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more. A bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore, and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level, download the Neds app today, and stay up to date with all the 200-plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.